This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
Masechtas Klayim, Perek Beis, Mishnah Aleph, Kol So Sheyesh Bo Roiva Mimin Acher Yimayim. If a saw of one kind of seed contains a quarter kav of different seeds, a ratio of 1/24, he must reduce the ratio to a smaller amount, at which point the other seeds become butel in the saw, and the entire saw may be planted. Rabbi Yossi Aimer Yavor. Rabbi Yossi said that if they were initially less than this amount, they may be planted, but once a person must start removing the other kind, he must remove them all. Bein Memen Echad, Bein Mishnei Minim. This applies whether that quarter kav is from one or more kinds of seeds. Rabbi Shimon Aimer, Lo Amru Elu Memen Echad. Rabbi Shimon said it applies only if there is a quarter kav from one kind of seeds. Since different kinds do not combine towards a quarter kav to forbid the saw. B'chachamim Aimrim Kolshu Kalayim Basaw Mitzdarif L'Raiva. The Chachamim said that if all of those other kinds are Kalayim with the saw, they combine towards a quarter kav to forbid the saw. And that's the end of Mishnah Aleph. Masechtas Klayim, Perek Beis, Mishnah Beis, Bamedvarim Amurim. Tfua b'tfua v'kitnius b'kitnius. Tfua b'kitnius v'kitnius b'tfua. These measurements apply to mixtures of one grain with another, or one legume with another, grains with legumes, or legumes with grains. Be'emes amru zeyreine gina she'einan necholen. However, if they are mixed with inedible garden seeds, from which a small seed produces a relatively large plant, then one must calculate 1/24 not of the seed size, but of the area that it will cover in the field, which is much larger than that of grains or legumes. Rabbi Shimon Aimer, Kashem Sha'amu Lahachmer, Kach Amru LaHokel. Reb Shimon added that just as we make this stringent calculation for garden seeds, from which small seeds produce big plants, we make a lenient calculation with flax seeds, from which large seeds produce small plants. HaPishtan Batavua Mitzarefes Echad Me'esem V'arba V'neifel L'Beis Sa. Here too, we do not calculate 1/24 of the mixture based on seed size, but based on the area of the field that they will cover. And that is the end of Mishnah Beis. Masechtas Klayim, Perek Beis, Mishnah Gimel. Haisa Sadehu Zeruya Chitim V'Nimlach Lazara Sa'irim Yamtin Lo Ad Shetatlia V'Yayfeich. If a person field is planted with wheat and he decides to plant barley instead, he must wait until the wheat seeds rot in the ground, then he must till the soil to ensure that the wheat seeds are dead, and then plant the barley. Im tzimcha lo yoymar Ezra v'achakach oifach. If the wheat has already sprouted, he may not just plant the barley and then till the soil to kill the wheat sprouts. Rather, he must first till the soil and then plant the barley. Kama yehechayresh. How tight must the furrows be in order to ensure that the wheat sprouts are in fact dead? Kitalme harivio. He must plow as is normal to do after the rain. Abishol oimer kedesh lo yeshayer roiva lebeis sa. Abishol argued that he must plow in a way that less than 1/24 of the earth remains unturned, And that's the end of Mishnah Gimel. Masechtas Klayim, Perek Beis, Mishnah Dalet. Zeruya v'nimlach l'nata, lo yoymar eta v'acha kach oifach, ela hoifach v'acha kach noiteya. If his field was planted with grain seeds and he decided to plant grapevines instead, he may not first plant the grapevines and then till the soil around them to kill the grain seeds. Rather, he must first till the soil after the grain seeds rot and then plant the vines. Nitua v'nimlach l'zara lo yoymar ezra v'achakach ashoresh ela mishoresh v'achakach zoireya. If it was planted with grapevines and he decided to plant grain seeds instead, he may not first plant the seeds and then uproot the vines. Rather, he must first uproot the vines and then plant the seeds. Im rotza goyimim ad pochos mi tefach zoireya v'achakach mishoresh. If he prefers, he may cut down the vines to less than a tefach from the earth, plant the seeds, and then uproot the vines. And that's the end of Mishnah Dalet. Masechtas Klayim, Perek Beis, Mishnah Hey. Hoysa Sadeu Zeruya Canvas Olof. If his field was planted with hemp or leeks, lo yehi zoireya ubo agabehem, he may not just till the soil and then plant another crop, since she'enon oisin ela l'sholoshanim, since these species can sprout up to 3 years later. Tavua sha'alu behen sefiche istim. If indigo sprouts among the wheat crop, v'chein makom hagranos sha'alu behen, meaning harbe, or if mixed seeds grow together in the place where they were all threshed, v'chein tilton she or if other plants grow among the fenugreek, ein mechayavin oisoi lenakesh, he is not obligated to immediately uproot these other species, since he did not deliberately mix them, and he will anyway uproot them eventually, since they are harmful to his crop or to his threshing floor. Im nikesh o kisach, oimrim lo akir es hakol chutz memin echod. However, if he began to uproot or cut them down, then he must finish the job and remove all the foreign species, since it otherwise seems that he deliberately left some. And that's the end of Mishnah Hey. Masechtas Klayim, Perek Beis, Mishnah Vav. Haroitza lases sodehu meishar meishar mikol min. Beshamayimrim shloisha talamim shel posiach. If a person wishes to plant patches of different crops in his field, Bishamai said he must leave the space of 3 furrows between each patch. Ubeis hilalaimim malai ha'oil ha shiraini. Beis Hillel said that he must leave the space of 1 yoke of the type that is used to plow in the valleys, where the earth is softer than that of the mountains, and therefore they use wider yokes. Ukrayvim divrei elu liyais kedivrei elu. These two measurements are almost the same. And that's the end of Mishnah Vav. Masechtas Klayim, Perik Beis, Mishnah Zayin. Hayirosh Tor Chitim Nichnas B'Toich Shol Sa'irim Mutter Mepnei Shehu Nira Kesayv Sadehu. The laws of Klayim often depend not only on the distance between the different crops, but also on maintaining an orderly appearance to distinguish between them. So if the point of a triangular wheat field touches the side of a barley field, it is permitted, since it is obvious from their shapes where one field ends and the other begins. Shalai chitin v'shal chaveirai min acher, motalusmach loy ma'aysay hamin. One need not leave space between his field and his neighbor's, even if they plant different crops. If a farmer plants wheat and his neighbor plants another crop, the first farmer may plant that other crop at the end of his own field next to his own wheat, since it appears to be a continuation of his neighbor's crop and does not look like he has mixed species of his own. Shaloi chitim v'shal chaveiroi chitin, muter lismechloi telem shal pishtin v'lo telem shal menacher. If both he and his neighbor planted wheat, he may plant a row of flax between them, but not of any other crop. Since one row of flax is too little to provide any benefit, it is obvious that he is just testing his field to see if it is good for growing flax. Reb Shimon Oimer, Echad Zera Pishtin V'Echad Kol Minin. Reb Shimon forbids flax just like any other crop. Rebbeisi Oimer, Af Be'emsa Sodeyu Mutal Livdayek B'Telem Shel Pishtan. Rebbeisi permits testing a row of flax even in the middle of the field. That's the end of Mishnah Zayin. Masechtas Klayim, Perik Beis Mishnah Ches, Ein Seimchin L'Stei Tfuos Chardol V'Horia, Avol Seimchin L'Stei Yerokos Chardol V'Horia. One may not plant mustard or wild saffron next to his neighbor's grain field, since these crops damage the grains. The grain farmer would not normally let his neighbor plant them there. Therefore, it appears as if they belong to the same farmer who planted these two species together. However, he may plant them next to his neighbor's vegetable field, since they do not damage the vegetables. The Sayameich Labor, he may also plant them on the other side of an empty field. Vilanir, a plowed but unplanted furrow. Vilagofa, a stone wall. Viladorech, a road. Vilagodeshu gavaya saritfachim, a fence at least 10 tfachim tall. Vilacharet shu amakasara virachavarba, a ditch at least 10 tvachim deep and 4 tvachim wide. V'lo ilan shu meiseich al ha'oretz, a tree whose branches hang down within 3 tvachim of the earth. V'la sela shu gvaya asara v'rochav arba, or a stone that is 10 tvachim tall and 4 tvachim wide. And that is the end of Mishnah Ches. Masechtas Klayim, Perik Beis Mishnah Tes, Haraitz Alaseis Sodeyu Karachas Karachas Mekol Min, Ose Esen V'Aba Krochais L'Beisa, Me Karachas L'Beis Raiva, V'Zeireya B'Seichoi Kol Min Sheyirtza. If a person wants to divide his field into a checkerboard of various crops, he may divide it into 24 different squares for each base saw of field, such that each square is a base roiva in size. He may then plant whatever he wants in each square. Since they are well organized, it does not appear to be a mixture of different crops, and it is therefore permitted. Chaysa korachas achas ushtayim zayram chardol, sholosh lo yizram chardol, nation hi nires kiste chardol divrei meir. If a person has one or two empty squares in a grain field, he may plant mustard there. If there are three empty squares, he may not plant them all with mustard, since they appear like a mustard field in the middle of his grain field, since people generally do not plant mustard fields any larger than this. All this is according to Remeir. V'chachamim ayimrim, teisha krochais mutarais, eser asurais. The Chachamim argue that one may not fill the entire checkerboard with different crops, but must leave an empty square between each planted square. Therefore, thus, one may plant no more than 9 different crops. After dividing it into 25 sections, 5 by 5. Reb Elias ben Yaakov Aimer, afil kol sodeu base core, lo yase b'teichoi chutz mekorachas echos. Reb Eliezer ben Yaakov said that even if a person has a field the size of a base core, which is 30 times the size of a besa, he may plant only one other crop in a square inside it, unless he separates the necessary distance between the crops. And that's the end of Mishnah Tes. Masechtas Klayim, Perek Beis Mishnah Yud, Koshu B'toich Beis Raiva, Oilo B'midas Beis Raiva, Achilas HaGefen, Va'keva V'asela, Oilen B'midas Beis Raiva. According to the Chachamim, who require leaving a base raiva of space between each base raiva section of planting, anything within the base raiva of space is counted towards this amount, even areas unfit for planting, such as the work area around a grapevine, or a grave, or a stone. Tfua betfua base raiva. When planting one kind of grain among others, a bais raiva must be left between them. Yerek b'yerek shisha tvachim. When planting one kind of vegetables among others, 6 tvachim must be left. Tvua b'yerek, yerek b'tvua, bais raiva. When planting grains among vegetables or vegetables among grains, a bais raiva must be left. Reb Eliezer Aimer, Yerek Bitfua, Shisha Tfachim. Reb Eliezer argued that when planting vegetables among grains, 6 Tfachim is enough. And that's the end of Mishnah Yud. Mesechtes Klayim, Perik Beis, Mishnah Yud Aleph, Tfuo, Noito Agabi Tfuo, Vyerek Agabi Yerek, Tfuo al gabi yerek, yerek al gabi tfuo, hakol mutter chutz medelas yivanis. If different species are planted with enough space between them, but as they grow, they lean over to the sides and overhang one another, whether one grain over another, or one vegetable over another, or a grain over vegetables, or vegetables over grain. In all these cases, they are permitted, except for the Greek squash, whose leaves tend to stretch out and get tangled in other plants. Remeir Aimer, Av Hakishus, Upul Hamitzri, Veroya Ani es Divrehen Midvorai. Reb Meir received a tradition that forbade also squash and Egyptian beans, although he said in theory he agreed with the first opinion. And that is the end of Mishnah Yud Aleph.
You've just experienced another Torah class brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.